expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Today, your guest host, Phil Free, is here. Phil has been using energy work since 1998. He continues to apply these techniques every day to facilitate improvement for himself, family, friends, and clients. You can tune in and benefit from it too. Here's your guest host, Phil Free.
Hi, this is Phil Free. Welcome to the Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm filling in for Colette today. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problem. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and at transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through the Higher Self Network if you're listening later. My pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses, shift challenges into possibilities. If you'd like to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Today, I have my brother, Michael Deliage, with me, and I have Madison here in person with me as well. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Pretty good. So today's topic, we're going to tell you about work relationships. Also, why certain dynamics work better than others. And they would have taught this stuff a long time ago to all of us. Have you noticed, Michael, that certain people work better together than others?
Yes. Good morning again. Thanks for having me on the show. Yes, I would. There are definitely people will work better together based on a lot in Enneagram number compatibility and the Myers-Briggs letter compatibility. So people especially people see gather information in the same way and come to decisions by using the same process. A lot of times people are more likely to actually be more cohesive and work better together.
Right. So even Madison, I'm sure you've had some people you prefer working with and some people you don't prefer working with, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So we're gonna get into that here today. We're gonna look at some of the psychological factors and perhaps the energetic factors as well into why that happens. So we've talked a lot about psychology, the Myers-Briggs, the Enneagram, and we've looked into these personality types and why certain personalities work better than others. I've experienced it personally. I'm sure you have in many cases. What would you say is important to know, though, about selecting people to work with? Let's say you're a manager or something at a company, and you've got to decide, you know, who are the clerks, who are the people working in the inventory or whatever. How would you use this knowledge to make those decisions?
So by being familiar with the Myers-Briggs and the Enneagram, what it does, it helps you put people in positions where they can use their greater strengths. If it's something where they're good with inventory and bookkeeping, then you're going to want someone who's detail-oriented and planned. But if you want someone that wants like a plan of an event, you might want someone that's an intuitive, maybe perceiver that's good with like sudden changes and taking things as they come. So it really helps you put people in a job that really suits their strength.
Cool. Yeah, well, that's important. And I wish a lot of managers and companies knew this and use this with good intent. We already have a caller, actually, our first caller. So I think we should just go ahead and take the first caller. Carter, put it on?
Yep, we have Cindy from Kelowna. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi, Cindy.
Thank you so much for taking... Good. I'm happy to be able to speak with you, Phil and Michael, today. What I'm calling in about is actually a work-related thing. And I have been working full-time and not doing what in my heart I know that I want to do. So I'm in the process now of transitioning and leaving this position that I'm in to go and do what makes my heart really passionate. And one step at a time, slow, going slowly, but just absolutely terrified and so feel like there's so many barriers and feeling so like I'm going to get in trouble or something really bad's going to happen. So I'm just wondering if you can give me any insight into what I can do to ease that off or change my focus.
Sure. Well, how much are you concerned about this problem on a 0 to 10 scale, 10 being worse? Like it's intolerable.
I'd say it's like 9 out of 10 on my mind. Like it's the biggest thing that's in front of me right now.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, on the one hand, yeah, we could look into a little bit of the personality traits and, you know, all that stuff. So since we're talking about work and all that, I'm going to do a little bit of both energy work and psychology stuff. So basically, I mean, I'm going to strengthen you first to your psychology, all right? So I'm going to strengthen you so that whatever you are, that you resonate with other people who work well with you. And then we're going to strengthen you to even when you don't work well with others, that you can be okay with that. And the things that bother you about people, it just gets you strong about them, okay? So there's a lot of things that bother us about each other as people, so we're just going to get neutral too about things we like and we don't like. I was just thinking about this yesterday, making a comment. Thing about when we're young, you know, we go through a lot of experiences when we're kids, and some of them we like, some of them we don't like, but we sort of maintain this attitude that we grow nevertheless throughout it all. Somehow as we get to be adults, a lot of times we get kind of picky. And it's like, oh, well, I like this and I don't like that. So we kind of stay away from the things we don't like and only try to gravitate to things we do like. In energy work and in my experience of life, I realize it's important to challenge ourselves from time to time and not get too complacent in the things that we like. So I'm just going to strengthen you everything you don't like, everything you don't like about people, everything you don't like about yourself, everything you don't like about working, everything you don't like about certain work environments. I'm going to neutralize you to all of those things. I'm going to neutralize you also to not worry about the future anymore, all right? So we're going to get you strong. Okay. So with this energy, you know, it's almost like you can, when you get good enough at it, you can really just make affirmations and then be confident that reality is what's going to happen. So we're just trying to need to get to that point, too. It may take you a little bit, but don't be discouraged. Just strengthen yourself so you can go to your midline when you make a thought or make a statement to yourself, like, I will be a manager at the store, or I will be, you know, a pilot, or whatever it is. You make that statement, you go to your midline, you put the intention in your midline, and you may not believe yourself when you first say it, but that's why you're going to your midline. Then say it again, and then you may want to try this exercise. Every time you might have a slightly different reaction when you think about it. And you might, this time, you know, grief comes up. Oh, this time anger. This time thoughts of defeating, of being defeated. So just like every time you feel a different thought that bothers you, just go back to your midline, sort of like you're resetting or deleting the energy in a sense. And then when you get in touch with that affirmation, you'll be able to say that affirmation with confidence after a while. So, I mean, you'll practice until you get it there. Between the first time you say, I will achieve this job, and the time you actually achieve it, it may take a little bit of time. But let's just get you strong to the process every day that it takes to do this, to be disciplined, self-disciplined. We'll just strengthen you to all of that. All right, I'm just going to ask you now, since we don't have too much time on this call, on a scale of 0 to 10 now, where are you at concern-wise?
I feel like it's 6 now.
Okay, and would you like to, in general, do you want to share what that dream job of yours is? I mean, no pressure if you don't want to.
Sure, for sure. It would be having my own practice and teaching people about loving themselves.
Okay, so let's just get you strong to that, all right? So having your own practice.
Okay.
So there's a lot of responsibility that goes with that. So we're going to strengthen you all the responsibility, all the knowledge that you might want to succeed with that, that you can find it, that you can apply it. That's very important. So let's strengthen you to find the most applicable knowledge, applying it, kind of not wasting your time with knowledge that's not going to help or that's leading you in the wrong direction. So siphoning, that's a very big part of all of this. And creating your own business, you're going to have to make, you're going to be a decision maker. So we're just going to, we're just going to get you strong to making decisions, being decisive. So with this energy work, you can be more decisive too. I mean, you'll feel, when you're in touch with your strong, you'll feel very clearly when you're strong about this or not. And I'm going to get you strong to not proceeding when you're strong, you know, if you're not strong. Some people think they have to make a decision even though they're not strong to it. So let's just strengthen you to, you know, being the boss, you get to make those choices, or you can stall the show if you want to sometimes and things like that. But all the name of the, you know, the best interest of the company or whatever you're doing. So if you're, you know, if you're doing that, then just be strong and confident in your decisions. Okay. So now on a scale of 0 to 10, when you get in touch with your issue of the concerns you have around starting your business, how much does it feel? Or how much are you? Where are you at?
Between 3 and 5, it's kind of bouncing around.
Okay. And so let's just strengthen you to all the things. So again, as we go through the personality things, I'm just going to give you a quick personality correction here. So basically, I'll do it with the Myers-Briggs in the sense. So instead of just like even asking you what you are and going through that whole process, we only have 2 minutes of break. So what I'm going to do instead, I'm just going to correct both sides of every letter, no matter what letter you are. So E and I, we're going to strengthen you to extrovert or introvert. Ideally, we want to be balanced anyway. So we're going to strengthen you to be balanced with the introvert, extrovert. Let's strengthen you to be balanced with your sensor and intuitive. And I'm going to strengthen you to be strong with your feeling and thinking, and I'm going to be strong with, strengthen you to be strong with your planning and your judging side. So, I'm sorry, I may have gotten that wrong, but either way, we're running short on time. If you want to hang on to the till after the break, you know, I'll ask you how you're doing after the break, and we'll finish up with you afterwards. But we are hitting a break, and we'll be back to make some more shift happen after this.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Brie Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Brie as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and more. Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific for the Dr. Brie Show, The Goddess Emergence, and live the authentic life.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Hi, I'm Phil Free. You're back on The Truth is Funny. I'm filling in for Colette today. We have Cindy on the line. We're working on Cindy and basically checking. I want to check in with you how you're doing. You asked, for those who weren't here before the break, about getting stronger to creating your, having your ideal job, which was having your own practice. I want to ask you now, is it scale of 0 to 10? How much are you concerned about this now?
It's a 2.
A 2, good. All right, so we're just going to strengthen. We worked a little bit over the break, and you may want to look into a little bit of the information about the 6 type in the Enneagram. You may resonate with that. If that doesn't resonate with you so much, maybe look at the 2 type. But either way, I think it's more of the 6 type. And so 6 is like one of the corrections for that is just getting strong to your following your inner compass, your inner guidance, not necessarily looking for always the approval of those around you. Obviously, we want, our work to have good impact on those around us, but not being so nervous or anxious. So let's just check, you, do you have anxiety issues sometimes or anxious about the future sometimes?
Yes, sometimes, yes.
Okay, well, let's just check you that experience, Let's just get you, let's get everyone listening on the call to strength, strong to the future, to all the time, past, present, future. So really, it's not a question so much about time. It's more a question about making strong decisions with strong energy. When we make strong decisions with strong energy, then we can be confident that we're going to get results more often than not. Okay, so we're just going to be neutral to that, and let's get you neutral to making strong decisions from now on in your life. I'll ask you one more time. Okay. On scale 0 to 10, when you get in touch with starting your own practice, is there any concern around that? And if so, how much on a scale 0 to 10?
That's at 1 now.
Okay, great. Well, we do have to move on. We have another caller here, so I do want to thank you for calling. If in the future, if you want to call back in, or you can reach out to either one of us, you can email us. My email is whatphil@hotmail.com. And my brother, if you want to share yours, you can right after I say goodbye to Cindy, but stay on the line if you want to listen to his. Cindy, thanks for being on, and have a great day.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much, Phil. You too.
Bye. Michael, do you want to share your email real quick?
Yeah, my email is m_delage@yahoo.com.
Okay, great. That's m_delage@yahoo.com. All right, great. We have another caller, actually. Carter, would you put her on?
Yeah, we have Simone. Welcome to the show, Simone.
Hi.
Hi,
thanks
Simone.
For having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Calling from... Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask you... Yeah, okay, tell me where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Central Alberta.
Great. All right, well, not too cold out there?
It's been pretty good. Spring's on the way.
Okay, great. What can we help you with today?
I have had a... persistent headache, stress related, I'm very sure, since October the 10th. I have a very high stress job. I'm on stress leave right now. I was confronted by management. I'm in a position where I help a lot of people, and I am targeted by management because they don't like that I help them when they help people when their rights are violated. In any case, the stress has been getting worse and worse and worse, and I felt like someone threw an axe right through the middle of my head, and had all kinds of physiological sensations, really bad sensations, nausea and fuzzy head. My hands turned beet red. I think my face was red. And I've also had stress issues for years. I was diagnosed with PTSD, again, from my stressful job, about 8 years ago.
Okay, let me jump in here because, that's a lot of stuff, and, we don't have so much radio time, so I'm going to do my best to address some of that. Needless to say, it sounds like it's bothering you about a 10 on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the worst, right?
Where am I right at this moment?
Yeah, would you say you're at a 10?
No,
that this bothers you like as much as it can?
Well, the headache is like a lava lamp. It fluctuates. So right now it's at about a 3, but I have an upset stomach. I feel nervous, and my headache's actually very subdued at the moment.
Okay, but I mean, in general, this problem that you're describing bothers you about as much as the problem can bother you, right? I mean, just the combination of problems that you just laid out there, right?
Yeah, well, for me, a 10 is I'm howling and crying and using a box of Kleenex, so I'm not at a 10.
Okay, and you've been there, right? You've been there through this process, right? Okay, so let's just correct that.
No,
okay?
I haven't been at a 10 through this particular... over the last 8 years, yes, but over the last 6 months, I haven't gone there. I've gone to about a 7 or an 8. I've had a lot of stress. Okay.
That's fine. All right. That's enough description. I'm just going to work on you here because we don't have that much show before break again. So we're just going to neutralize you to all these things. So I'm just going to get you starting your physical body. So there's a lot of weaknesses coming up in what you said. Imbalances, if you'd like. So we're just going to strengthen you to your work. All right. So we're going to strengthen you to the attitude you have around work. We're going to strengthen you to the people you work with, the superiors. We're going to strengthen you to the people that you help. Okay? So we're going to strengthen you to feeling like you need to, like, carry the world on your shoulders. So we're going to strengthen that. And you need to hold the company up. We're going to strengthen you all that experience. We're going to strengthen all your karma of being attacked, of attacking others, of attacking with axes, since you mentioned having an axe through the middle of your head. We're just going to strengthen all the spiritual experience of that, all the ancestral experience of that. We're going to strengthen all the empathy that you have towards people who've had that experience. All right? We're going to strengthen you to all the having witnessed that experience. We're just going to neutralize you to all these things. All right? So we're going to, right now also feels like just to compose, just to be centered in general for a long period of time seems like quite a challenge for you. So we're just going to strengthen you to being centered, living from a centered place. So there's a lot of panic and anxiety. We're going to strengthen the panic and anxiety. We're going to get you neutral to dealing with panic and anxiety. Panic and anxiety are part of life. We're going to get beyond them. We're not going to let them stop us. All right, so we're going to neutralize you to that. So we're going to get beyond the fears, beyond the things that have constricted us in the past. So that's where you want to be. Neutralize you to that. Neutralize you to the headaches, stomach aches. Neutralize the nervousness you feel in your stomach, the digestive system, and strengthen your entire digestive system. Then neutralize you to digestion in general, to eating. All right. How do you feel any different now than when you first called, Simone?
I do. I don't know how to describe it. I feel like I'm walking through a wall or something. The front of me feels more open and neutral, and the back of me feels like there's stress wicking off of me.
Okay, let's even that out then. Let's get everything feeling more neutral. We don't want the half of you feeling good and the other half feeling bad, you know. So let's just get that better. So let's neutralize you through the front and the back, all right? And let's make it even between the back, the front, the top, the bottom, the inside, and the outside, okay? So we're going to start in all those things, the inner world, the outside world. So you, your internal world, and the external world. We're going to strengthen you and bridge the gap between them. And even if there is a gap between them, we're going to be neutral to the gap that's there. If you want to build a bridge, build a bridge. If not, don't. So just be strong to where you are, where everybody else is. All right? And we're going to strengthen you to all the worry about the future. So again, you're going to make decisions from a stronger place. So you don't have to worry about the outcome of things so much. You're going to get yourself neutral to the outcome. And then you're going to manifest things much quicker and easier than you ever have before. Because you're not so attached. It's not coming from a place of fear or overexcitement that you're manifesting from. That's applicable for all our callers. It's not, you know, sure, our fears and desires absolutely attract things in our lives. But when we get what we want from our fears and desires, often it doesn't pan out the way we hope for. The real key in my experience to manifesting is being neutral to all outcomes. You announce what you want, but then you get neutral to getting it or not getting it. So you just can go through that process with yourself. Think about the things you want in your life and things you don't want, and get yourself neutral. Just like I said to the previous caller, when we're kids, we have a better attitude about going through things that we don't like. As we get older, we get really like, oh no, I can't go do this, and I can't do that, and I can't do this, and we put all these restrictions. We got to be neutral to doing things we like and things we don't like in life. And when we can handle both with grace, then, you know, you hardly even notice, you know, that those things were that unpleasant. All right, how do you feel now on a scale of 0 to 10? I didn't ask you that, sorry, before. So let me just ask you, how do you feel overall now compared to when we first started talking?
I feel like I'm at about a 2, actually.
Great. That's wonderful.
I feel very, very peaceful.
Excellent. So let's just strengthen. Let me just see if I can get it down a little bit more. Ideally, we get down to 0. I only have about a minute before break, so we'll see what I can do before that. Let's just strengthen you to peaceful or not peaceful, warlike, not warlike. Just strengthen all the experience, all the ancestral thing of devastation, of war, and any future concern about that too. So for descendants or anything like that, neutralize all that. So past, present, future, and for future generations is coming up too. So strengthen that. We are about to hit a break though. I want to thank you for calling in. We still have a lot of things that we want to talk about. So I'm going to let you go here, Simone, but I want to thank you for calling, and obviously call back, or you can email us if you have any further questions.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this, and thank you for the work you do. Thank you for caring.
Oh, definitely. You're very welcome. We'll be back after this break to make some more shifts happen. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Hi, this is Still Free filling in for Colette today. Michael Dillard is on the line with me. I have Madison here in person with me. And actually, Madison had a couple questions about our topic, which is about work relationships and dynamics. Go ahead, Madison.
I was wondering, how can the Enneagram or Myers-Briggs information help if you're having problems with your boss?
Okay, well, it's helped a lot. And why don't you answer that question first, though, Michael?
Sorry, could you repeat that? I had a hard time hearing you. Would you mind repeating the question, please?
Oh, sure. I said, how can the Enneagram or Myers-Briggs information help if you're having problems with your boss?
With your boss? Okay. So how can you use this information to maybe communicate better with your boss or be less bothered by your boss or understand your boss or whatever it is? Any insights on that?
Yeah, the starting point is always to know yourself. I always go from that point. And then it seems there's just an issue in terms of how you're conveying ideas, like how you're taking in information. So, and that's kind of like more of the sensor intuitive. So a lot of times it seems like in work issues with bosses, you might have one who wants like the step-by-step ideas, and while then, like, let's say the intuitive wants more the general picture and like, okay, what's kind of like the major tasks, and then I'll work in the details there. So a lot of times I think when there's a problem with bosses too is trying to be really cognizant of the, especially S and N, because that's how we deal with information. Another one that I would say too is that, you know, there's a lot of corollaries between Enneagram and like the Myers-Briggs. So for example, like a one is often an ISTJ or an ESTJ. So knowing like their number would help you kind of like understand, okay, the introverts, extroverts, and, and the various different letters. So what that does, it also helps you, like, if you know they're introverts, sometimes you have to give them a moment to kind of quiet time to think about it. And sometimes you actually have to ask the question, not make the assumption that everything's just understood or their silence doesn't necessarily mean agreement. So already knowing that, knowing about the Enneagram and the Myers-Briggs and your personality and being able to recognize others will help you communicate with them better, and also maybe also talk in words or languages that make in a language that they would be more receptive to, basically. Does that help in any way?
Oh yeah, it does. Thank you.
You have another question, Mary?
Yeah, I was wondering if there are certain personality types that are more compatible in work rather than other relationships in life.
Rather than like a relationship. So we kind of talked about that last night, actually, was something you brought up where, you know, it's like, oh, well, sometimes people, you know, who are your friend or your partner in a relationship are not necessarily people you want to work with, or maybe somebody you get along with in work, but you don't want to be friends with, something like that. You want to elaborate on that at all?
Yes. So if you're asking about work relationship, yeah, I can't stress that point enough. So interesting a lot of times is that in life, you're always looking for balance, and you know, and that includes the in your work, not just with yourself, but also with the team as a whole, or your the people you're working with. Because, for example, you might be an ENFP, but having someone has like three or four letters different. Let's say, for example, an ESTJ or something, that actually, like, in terms of work, might be a very good combination, because you might be like an ENFP might be more go with the flow, adapt with changes and things like that, which the ESTJ would be good at, like, okay, let's like step by step, making sure we stay on deadline, on task, things of that sort. And the ESTJ would be very good at like the detail, the mundane, just the little things that like keep things going. But the intuitive might be good at big picture issues and like not losing like the bigger vision. So in terms of work, if you can communicate effectively, those can actually complement each other quite a bit, even though the two people are very different. In a personal relationship, those differences can kind of like sometimes actually require a lot of work, because if you're constantly with that person, it just takes a greater effort to kind of communicate effectively. But at work, sometimes you actually might want to look for more differences to balance out your strengths and to get a project done more effectively.
Does that answer that at all?
Yeah, it does. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'll elaborate too a little bit. Certainly, like, everybody we work with is going to be different. Certainly, when we're in a relationship with somebody, we work with somebody, the compatibilities are not necessarily the same things. You had a good story about our dad last night that he told me. Do you want to share that one about people who can work together well, whether they like each other or not? And also, we'll talk about it more often. But you want to share the example?
Yeah, so basically, a gentleman who had worked for my dad had witnessed an argument, a pretty strong disagreement between our dad and another business/scientist in his field of work, and it was pretty clear that they didn't really care for each other. Anyways, a couple of days later, he finds out that our dad, decides to actually go in business with him, and much to his surprise. So he calls him and says, oh, and they must have been close because he called him by his first name. And he says, oh, Jean, I'm surprised to hear the news that you decided to go in business. And he said, our dad's reply was really just simple and straightforward. So, well, I'm not personally like the guy, but I know that our project is going to be very successful and we're going to make a lot of money. So, I think, that's a key component in terms of a work relationship. Again, you don't always have to personally like the person, but if you can kind of see eye to eye and communicate effectively and really balance each other out, you can have great things happen.
Right, and that's a great example. I think it's important for people to understand that we're not going to all be exactly the same, but to be focused on a goal. And I think that's a good example where, say, both people have the same goal in mind, and they're able to put their differences aside and say, well,
we may not like each other even, but we both have the same goal and we both have the skills that will help each other accomplish that goal. So that's a beautiful thing as a human, you know, in humanity. If we can do that more, you know, imagine countries that don't like each other. Say, you know what, we don't like each other, but for the greater good, we're going to make this decision because it's going to help, you know, both of our countries or the whole world in general. So we're going to work together even though we don't like each other. I mean, that would be fantastic if more countries did that. I know they're doing it on some levels as it is, but if they did it even more, it would be wonderful.
Yes, definitely. Yeah,
any other things you want to share about work relationships?
Again, yeah, I think one of the big things, too, is that in any relationship, including work, it's important to understand that you might not always agree with what the other person's saying, but at least if you can come to a point of where understanding where they're coming from and things of that sort already, that makes room for growth. And sometimes a lot of people, you know, that person might be there to serve as an anchor because you don't want, you know, we have a tendency to group ourselves with alike people, alike minds, like sometimes even alike personalities and things of that sort, which is not bad because you'll naturally understand each other. But you can kind of, that can kind of create a blind spot. So if you don't, if you don't have diversity of thought and diversity of personality, you don't always have someone else who might catch that blind spot that you may have. If everyone in the group had the same number and letter combinations.
Right, definitely. So yeah, I think we do need a variety of take all types of life to make this world work. And we need to work on, emphasize each other's strengths and understand each other's weaknesses too. And obviously we can place each other. Just by knowing this information, we can place, you know, people in the best position, the position to succeed. Doesn't mean everybody's always going to have the ideal job or everything like that, or they won't be challenged. By all means, I think it's important to challenge themselves. At the same time, I think that the people who operate, who have businesses, and don't have these skills, I mean, they're missing out on a lot, really. That's what my observation.
They're definitely missing out on a lot. And sometimes, too, that's where it's key to... even you'll see this mistake in a way, mistake that I mean that sometimes like, oh, this person is doing so great at this job, I'll just promote them to this position. And even though they might appreciate it, promoting them into that position might actually require different strengths and skill sets. And then at that point, that might actually move them off of their strengths and skill sets that they have. Doesn't mean they can't learn it, but it's not going to be their natural go-to. And it might take them a while to learn that, too. And that's often important as well.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I was just watching a video. We were going to promote this daily at other organizations, but a pro football player who was a very good as a position at cornerback, and then he switched teams. He was one of the best cornerbacks in the league, and then he switched teams and then went to another team with a different scheme and everything, and then quickly became very bad, you know, player, and retired within 2 years or something like that. So, it's all about sometimes the change isn't always good. Sometimes if you're good at what you're doing and it's like really your best thing, it's like, you know, getting promoted out of it or something like that isn't necessarily a good thing, like you mentioned. We are about to hit a break, though, and we will have a caller. So if you're listening, we have a caller. Just hang on. We'll take you on after the break. And we'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Hi, we're back on The Truth Is Funny. This is Still Free. While I'm thinking of it, anybody who's listening to this whole show, I want to correct something I said earlier in the show. I said that I was making a shift for a caller and I was saying judger and planner. I meant judger and perceiver. That's the J and P of the Enneagram. Just wanted to clear that up before we moved on with the show. All right, we have another caller here, Rome. Carter, would you put Rome on?
Yeah, Rome, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks to Phil and Michael and Maddie. Calling from Kelowna, BC. I'm wondering, do you have any tips or direction that you could offer a sensitive, intuitive people that, like myself and many others, that have challenges being focused in their own energetic field, if you will.
Okay, great. So you just said a keyword, intuitive, right there. So again, and being focused. So I mean, that's something that the sensors have a little bit stronger than the intuitives a lot of times in terms of step-by-step focus anyway. Like following the instructions from A to Z, that's more of a sensor type thing. So we're just going to strengthen you to that, okay? So you may be an intuitive, but like I was saying earlier, no matter where we are, we want to challenge ourselves and work on the other side. We're just strengthening you to the step-by-step process. Let's also look at the J and the P side of things for you, which is the perceiver and judge. So we're just going to strengthen you to planning things out way in advance and going with the flow. We're going to strengthen you to both of those things. So either way, you can handle it. Whether you want to go with the flow or whether you want to be the one to have, you know, a schedule laid out 6 months in advance or whatever it is, you can handle either way. And we're just going to strengthen you to what you prefer, what you don't prefer. And we're going to strengthen you all your past experience. All right. Any advice for intuitives, Michael, on how to deal with getting more structured?
Yeah, I would say that I would say one of the good things is that don't overlook the mundane. It might seem boring and uninteresting, but it those things sometimes help the wheels keep turning. So sometimes it's good just to write down a list. So if you're not naturally detail oriented, to have a list, something you just look at to remind you, those little things can come in very handy.
Right.
So even going myself, I'm more of on the intuitive side myself, and you know, even as I look at this, you know, as I do this show, for example, I have some notes to carry, to go by, and of course I can just read the script straight, or I can not use the script at all, or I can just kind of, you know, use it as notes. And for me, that's what I usually prefer to do, is just kind of look at it as a reminder. Oh, I need to plug in my contact info. I need to say the phone number of the show right about now. So just having those type notes as reminders can help you, you know, just the bullet points of what you need to say in your speech or what you want to remind yourself for the day or whatever it is. That's what he's saying, essentially.
Nice. Good.
Okay, great. Helpful. Well, we don't have a lot of show. I just want to say that I want to encourage you to just email one of us if you have any further questions. I have another caller I have to take, and we have really little show left. So, thanks for calling, and please email us if you want to ask any further questions or call into a future show with Colette or something.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a great day. We'll take on the fourth caller, Carter.
All right, we have Charlene from Pacifica. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Good.
Hey, we're really short on time here, so why don't we just jump right into it? What is it you want help with?
How to master energy or like emotions, because emotions are energy and motion. So how do you, tips or tools to work with that?
Okay, well, that's a question. That's a big one. It's an easy one to answer, though. It's self-discipline. It's self-discipline and, you know, everyday work. Self-mastery is not a thing that we can just achieve necessarily with the snap of a finger. It's something that it's a continuous process. So let's just get you strong to being on the road of self-mastery, okay? It's like you may get there. It's like, put it this way. In 10 years, you may achieve what you think today is self-mastery. But by the time you get there, you will see all kinds of other areas that you can still improve. So you might not consider a master. You know, by today's standards, you'll say, hey, I'm a master in 10 years. But by the time you get there, those standards will be different. You'll say, hey, I can still improve, and I'm not a master yet. So let's just strengthen you to the journey. So again, really, like I said to other callers, it's about finding our balance in ourselves and making decisions from that balanced place. So when you're making decisions from a balanced place, you want. Yeah, you won't have to worry about the future so much. Just go to that midline of yours, all right? So just imagine this midline and just keep, when you make your decisions, you can make affirmations for yourself, like I suggested with the other caller. Say, I am this, or I will do this, or something like that. And go to your midline. It's not about convincing yourself to believe it. But every time you sense a reaction that's stopping you from living that reality or getting you closer to that reality, put your attention on your midline. And that's going to be a discipline for all the listeners right now, and you included. Just keep doing that on a daily basis, and eventually your life will be so much stronger. You're going to find you're going to make announcements, and they will come true. You won't be worried about them. They won't be arrogant. They won't be an ego thing. It'll just be fact. You'll just announce something, and you'll manifest. That'll be it.
Right.
So just getting you strong to that point.
No, that what you told me a long time ago about the flip. If you're feeling one way, go completely on the other side of
when I say that is just we want to
balance yourself and stay in that midline. So thank you for reminding
me. Okay, great. Well, we're running out of show. Obviously, you can email either one of us if you ever need to. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you for calling.
You too.
All right, bye. Hey, Michael, we're really coming out of the show. You have like a 1 minute screw you want to give here?
Yeah, again, anything, the goal about any of this, Enneagram and Myers-Briggs, and so you could say the same thing for energetic healing, it's always about trying to improve yourself, knowing yourself, and this is not a destination, it's a blueprint to being a more, to gaining bigger understanding about yourself and just being growing as a person. And lastly, I just want to thank Carter for putting on the show, the radio station for having us on every month, and for Colette for giving us this opportunity. And thanks, Phil, for hosting this. This has been a pleasure to be able to share this information with the audience.
Great. And yes, this is actually one announcement. This is our last show here on The Truth is Funny, Michael and I. If anybody wants to reach us, just email. Listen to our past shows. I think we put out enough information for a while to keep you guys happy for a while. If you listen to the past shows, we have put out a lot of information out there. So, if people want to reach us, please email us. We both left our emails. Also, we've left them on every show so people can listen to these past shows and email us. It's been a pleasure doing the show for the time we've been doing it. I want to thank everyone at Transformation Talk Radio, Carter, Kim, Jessica, Dr. Pat, of course, Colette for giving us this platform. And I want to thank all the listeners and all the callers who are calling in. And, we really appreciate everybody calling in and give us a chance to demonstrate what we do. And, we want to continue to get this information out there. We will. I want to say that to everyone, continue to create the reality you want to create. Do what I just been suggesting all phone call. Make these affirmations and leave room for others to do the same. We will create the world we want to create. It's just a matter of time. Imagine a paradise and we will create it. Just do it personally for yourself, and for your family maybe, and just include everybody. Get everybody involved in creating this reality, and it'll be a beautiful one. I can imagine a few things. I'll give you a few hints. How about clean water, clean air, healthy food? How about peaceful relationships among countries and companies and things like that? All right, let's get strong to all this, people. Thank you very much for losing all this time. I'm Aspen. Thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we got to go. Thank you. Goodbye.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.